not an English word.
I think you'll find it is.
No.
Can you guess who's coming to dinner?
Who is the lead singer of the Rolling Stones? Don't look at me. Someone have a guess, please. Come on. Dive in, as you say.
Dive in.
Guess who's coming to dinner? That's the Jedi.
I think you're an idiot. I'm thinking about you all the time. Every single second of the day I think about you. So why aren't you having dreams about me?
Oh, Kyle, but I do have dreams about you.
There, I knew it. Everybody does.
Hello and welcome to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner for another week here on Monday. You're listening to FM 103.3, Goulburn Community Radio 2GCR, the voice of Goulburn. And I'm Kieran, your host for the dinner party this evening. And I'm joined as ever by Kyle.
Hi.
How's it going, Kyle?
Good. How are you, Kieran?
I'm not too bad. And Maddie D.
Hello.
Also known as Maddie Delicious.
Yes.
And in the studio this evening, we have Shane. And he's all the way on the other side of the room. Make some noise, Shane.
Does Shane want to say hey? Can we hear him?
Sort of. There was Shane there, but he was on the old show, actually, on the Midnight Express.
Back in the good old days.
Several months ago. Me, Kyle, and Maddie D have been doing this show for several months now, and the three of us, when we're together, make the good,
the bad,
and the Kieran.
Thanks, Matt.
I'm the Kieran tonight.
Yep, tonight you will be hosting the show.
Last week was the mix-up show.
Yeah.
We don't need to put ourselves through that again.
No, absolutely not. I am the host. I'm the one.
The host with the most.
With the degree. But yes. Kyle, of course, is the producer of the show. He does all the producing.
Whatever that is.
Exactly.
But yeah, I do all that.
All that jazz. And Manny D is in charge of PR, also known as public relations.
Yes.
How are you finding that?
I'm finding it good. Oh, are you asking me?
No, the other Maddie D in the room.
Sorry, you weren't looking at me. You were looking at Kyle.
Because I could hear like the mic being adjusted in the background. Consummate professional.
Kyle, it's been good. I'm making a lot of signs.
Really?
No.
I thought we learned that signs didn't
work. Yeah, signs weren't good.
You can also hear a podcast of this show every week. You right there? Did you just undo your fly?
You just did.
I'll put it back up again, shall I? No, I'm too comfy now. Go on.
Okay, anyway. Anyway, you can find a podcast of this show. Every week we release a podcast, and occasionally we release bonus podcasts, and it is called After Dinner. Just do a search for After Dinner on iTunes, and it is the only podcast called After Dinner on there. You can hear all our old shows, except for one, because the bonus episodes, there's only one up at a time because they're so big. But there will be another bonus episode coming along soon.
Very soon.
Hope no one noticed that stumble there.
What stumble?
Exactly.
Ah-ha-ha.
That's what producers do. They gloss over everything.
That's good. Well done, Kyle.
We've got all our regular segments coming up this evening, including Love Tips with Maddie D, Lifestyles with Kyle, and we'll be chatting with Shane, of course, as well, and asking where he got that Moriarty beard from as well.
Yes.
He has got a mustache and goatee look going.
It's like the classic sort of Satan look he's got going now.
Exactly. He just needs little horns and the glowing red eyes and it'd be perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. He just combed his hair over them, I guess. And I'm joined by Kyle and Maddie D. The show is Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and we're about to welcome a new segment onto the show. That's right.
A new segment?
How's your week been? How's your week been? How's your week been?
And how has your week been?
It's been good, Kieran.
Yeah.
Is this like revenge for is this a
legitimate
show?
Is this a legitimate segment? Are you going to ask?
No, I don't think anyone is really interested in how our week has been, but we will probably save that till later in the show if we run dry.
The thing is, I only said that once, and there's proof that I only said that once.
Because you used the same audio clip over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, but it is pretty funny. I thought... Works
not
pretty well.
Thing that you only say once. It turns out you only really said dive in once as well.
No, on the old show you used to say it all the time, but on the new show I think you only said
I'm
it
trying
once.
To avoid saying it now just because I get
inherently
bagged for it everywhere.
Yeah.
The way we go, you'll say one thing and we'll latch onto it
just
for
the
a few
one
weeks.
Thing, and they're like, you always say this. Well, I've only said it once.
Oh, well. Well, where would we be without our whipping boy? And Matty D, you are our
Ben
whipping
the intern.
Boy.
Well, sorry, Richard the intern.
Ravishing Richard the intern.
I had such a
back.
Nice day off when he came in.
Yeah. If you missed that episode, I think it's the... Oh, what is it? The one before the mix-up episode.
What did we call it?
It was the Falling Out episode.
No, the Falling Out episode. If you want to hear Ravishing Richard, listen to that podcast. It is a Brilliant podcast, I've got to say.
It's your day off on the falling out episode. That's why.
Yeah, of course.
You weren't our whipping boy anymore.
Yeah, of course. And this leads us straight to our regular segment. News time. Guess who's coming to dinner?
Wacky news.
Wacky news.
Wacky news.
A US man who was arrested on charges of assaulting his wife has told police that a ghost was actually responsible for the attack.
Oh.
Michael West. Michael West from Wisconsin was charged this week with strangulation, battery, disorderly conduct, and resisting or obstructing an officer, the newspaper reported. He was arrested on January 15th after police were called to his home in Fond du Lac and found a woman bleeding and crying for help. Police said the woman, his wife, told them her husband had punched and strangled her during an argument over finances.
It was the ghost.
But West told the police a different story, saying she sustained her injuries in a fall. When asked specifically about the neck injuries from the strangulation, West responded, "A ghost did it."
Why do you think that would work? Is that what
I like that? That's like this. Domestic abuse is never funny, but that's always the standard excuse, isn't it? Not a ghost did it, but she fell.
Yeah.
She fell on the door.
And then he's like, no.
She walked into her table.
Everybody says that.
Oh, so a ghost did it.
She fell. Then how do you explain the bruising around her neck? Ghost. A ghost went, "Woo, I am the ghostly strangler, donkey strangler."
That's when it turned over from a police matter to the Ghostbusters.
Oh, yes, of course. West was apparently intoxicated when he made the comment, police said.
Just, it was a ghost. A ghost, I tell you.
Okay. We are funny.
Did you just say we have fun here?
Yeah,
domestic,
we do, don't we?
Domestic abuse isn't
I was
funny.
Not referring to that, Kieran.
Oh, dear.
A ghost did it. A ghost caused this little argument.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Here we go.
Did a ghost British make you ugly, Kyle?
Yeah, pass the story.
A British TV gardener has shared his tip for keeping flowers perky. Can you guess how? Not silicone. Feeding them a tiny dose of the sex drug Viagra. Just 1 milligram.
No way.
Just 1 milligram of the libido boosting blue pill gives a drooping bloom a lift and extends their life, according to David Dominey. Drop in a standard Viagra tablet and it stiffens up your blooms a treat. He advised people on his website.
Just like a droopy rose and then just pop it in, pour some water on and then ding, straight up.
The flowers need just 1 milligram of the standard 50 milligram tablet to regain their vigor, the gardener said. Viagra contains nitric oxide. Isn't that laughing gas? Oh, wait, I guess that's nitrous oxide. A hormone released by humans that enables the blood vessels to relax and increases blood flow to the genitalia. Plants also give off nitric oxide to turn on their immune system. There is so much innuendo in this article that it's not funny. Australian scientists first discovered Viagra's potential in the plant industry, and their research was published in the British Medical Journal. Viagra can double the shelf life of cut flowers, the study said. If Viagra is too hard to come by, Mr. Dominey said, a soluble aspirin will also add life to limp blooms. There you go.
I'm imagining this being almost instant as well. Just pop it in and then
yeah, and then the flower can just keep going and going for hours.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, there's pollen everywhere. Again. Several bees are, going home with the honey tonight. The bee's happy. All right, we have another story here. Birdwatchers hoped they discovered a new species of hawk have been shot down after a New Zealand farmer was revealed to be spray painting the birds pinkish red and releasing them for fun. What a jerk. What a jerk. In a judge's decision released this week, Grant Michael Tehan was found guilty of 2 charges of ill-treating an animal after he defended the charges in the blah, blah, blah court in December.
How did he catch a hawk?
In early 2009, locals were mystified by the appearance of their strangely coloured hawks and sent photos of them to the local newspaper. However, when one of the hawks was hit...
I saw one, but it looked pink. It wasn't...
This one was pink, not red.
When one of the hawks was hit and killed by a car, the spray painting was discovered.
It's like... Oh, God. He spray painted like a doodle on the side or something. Yeah.
The SPCA, I guess that's like the RSPCA, began investigating, and Tehan was uncovered when he asked his nephew to send in a YouTube clip to the media showing a man catching and shooting a magpie in a homemade trap, which was covered in pinkish red spray paint.
Dun dun dun. Good detective work.
Computers seized at Tihan's property had files, photographs, and films relating to Red Hort's deleted.
What's so he's wrong just like with this guy?
Taking photos, just spraying the hawks. Take some photos, put them on his computer. I love my Red Hawk my pictures. Red Hawk. Oh no, the FBI coming. Better delete all my hardcore Red Hawk photographs, otherwise I might get sprung. Another file showed a cow that had been spray-painted with Merry Christmas. God, there's this new breed of cow with words on it. Seasonal.
Talking cows. Festive cows.
Does it say why he did it?
For fun, it said.
Some men aren't looking for anything logical, Matt.
They just want to watch the world burn.
They just want to
spray paint animals funny colours.
Ridiculous.
Do you reckon it started off as like spray painting walls and stuff and then it just upgraded? And soon if he wasn't caught, he'd spray paint people.
SPCA manager Danny Auger told the newspaper that this was the most bizarre case he had worked on. People get involved, like experts, who thought that maybe it was a new strain or a new type of bird or whatever. But then feathers were being found and it was obviously somebody who was actually painting these hawks. He will be sentenced. Tihan will be sentenced on January 30th.
And
is considering appealing his conviction.
Just before he's dead.
What a jerk.
I mean, he spray painted pink.
I'm surprised he didn't blame
it. Tar and feather and then spray painted.
Yeah, I sent you to be spray painted pink and be put in the electric chair.
And fed to the hawks.
I'm surprised he didn't blame it on a ghost.
Yeah.
A ghost did it. A ghost had my spray can. It was going...
And what about all the pictures? Well, I was filming the ghost doing this.
I was like, this is amazing. I'm going to get records of this. Good old Jake on the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner Facebook page has sent us in a little headline here. And it says, an Oak Hill community couple discovered a thief in their home Saturday after a man told a joke and heard a laugh upstairs. You were saying off air, Kyle, that'd be you.
Yeah, I was a thief, I'd just be standing upstairs slowly, just grabbing some stuff, and then I'd hear someone say, why did the chicken cross the road? And I'll go...
Before the punchline?
I can't keep a straight face. You guys know this.
What if the guy actually answered it from upstairs? Answered the punchline.
Like, knock, knock.
Was it to come to the other side?
Or if someone comes in and, you know, goes... And you hear just from upstairs.
And then the husband looks at the wife and says, no, that's just the ghost.
It's the ghost that strangled the neighbour.
Now hurry up and spray paint this hawk.
Don't forget to take pictures for the computer. But we'll have to delete them. Okay, and that was the news.
Very wacky.
Wacky news, as Matty D calls it.
That was pretty wacky.
That's actually not a bad idea. Thanks, Jake, for doing that. But if people want to send in wacky news stories you found, we'd be quite happy to read them out on the show. But, you know, we get people to send into every other segment, so why not make it a full cycle? We'll be back very shortly. Do you want to just run the show then, Mr. Kyle?
You can push the buttons. Kyle.
Yeah, apparently it's your show, according
to some
people.
Yeah, Kyle, I heard it was your show.
More than once have people claimed that, Kyle has this radio show.
I never said specifically that it was my show.
I think Kyle should, you know, host it, maybe.
Oh, maybe, yeah. We should have hosted it on the mix-up show. Yeah. What was that in the background, Shane?
Haven't you already done the mix-up show?
This show, exactly. Thank you for saving me, Shane.
But maybe he could, like, put some music on some tracks.
So you've been like telling little lies to all these people.
I was not telling little lies. I told them it was our show. They just say, Kyle told me.
And you didn't tell them anything about the show. You just went, check out the show that I'm on.
Now like this page.
Okay. Well, I can see how people can get confused. But anyway, we'll be back.
Glad we sorted that out.
With Lifestyles with Kyle.
Yes. After Kyle's show.
After this song that I'm actually going to dedicate to Kyle.
Who are proud sponsors of this weather update.
And now here's Shane with Guess Who's Coming to Dinner Weather.
Now? Oh, right. Good afternoon, Goulburn. Your current temperature is 19.1 degrees. And tomorrow, your max is going to be 25. Your minimum, 12. It's going to be partly cloudy, but don't let that cloud your judgment on your decisions for the day. It's over? Okay.
It's over.
Right. Patricia is out of the job tonight.
Sorry. Thanks, Shane, for filling in for Patricia. She wasn't too happy when we rang her up and said that she wasn't coming in this
week. Was she
week.
On last week? Did she make it
yeah,
last week?
Yeah, she did, but she was kind of not herself.
Yeah.
She was kind of annoyed at us all.
Yeah. What does she do in the meantime? I wonder what she does.
Sorry to hear that, Patricia.
Well, I actually hear rumours that one of our Guess Who's Coming to Dinner guests is actually, you know, seeing Patricia, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
I think you, Mr. Kyle McSteamy, have been listening to your own love tips and seeing Patricia Stormare on the fly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Ixnay.
Okay, all right. I've obviously touched some sensitive ground there. But anyway, let's move right along
to... get out the shovel and start digging.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that what you do in the show?
You're listening to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Kieran, Kyle and Shane sitting in for Matty D.
Matty D went
in
home.
In this break. No, he's there. Aren't you, Matty D?
Yeah, he
came back.
He's texting Patricia.
Oh. Wow. Bit of a love triangle there, Patricia. Oh, we love Patricia. Is Patricia everybody's, huh? Okay, anyway, it's time for one of our favourite segments here on the show. It's Lifestyles with Kyle. Please tell us about Lifestyles with Kyle.
Lifestyles with Kyle, where you, the listeners, can send in your questions and I'll answer them in the only way that I can. Horribly. You can send in your questions to the Facebook page where you just type in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner 103.3, etc., and we'll be the first one to pop up.
That's absolutely right. Kyle is open to answering any question that you have at all relating to lifestyles, because he is somewhat of a lifestyles man, as he self-claims.
Oh, you stop it. I'm modest.
He certainly is. Are you ready? We have some sent in.
Oh.
Oh, we should probably give Brenton a big shout out because it is his birthday today. Brenton, our correspondent from Perth, is celebrating the big 2-2 today, I believe.
Well, happy birthday.
He listens to us every week on the podcast since he can't listen live.
Mm.
And he's celebrating the big 2-2, I think, by wearing a big 2-2.
Good. Why not?
Okay.
And I haven't seen him since school.
I have to imagine Brenton wearing a tutu.
Yeah, and he has a lifestyle question for Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Today's my birthday." Well, happy birthday, Brenton. And what do you think is the ultimate way to live it up for your B-day? Bear in mind that you may have to keep it radio-friendly. Smiley face. Thanks, Kyle.
Get drunk. Wait, what's today?
Monday.
Get drunk. Nah, you got to make it for yourself, man. Make it for yourself.
What? Are you just saying dive in?
What is he... What is that moron running back and forth doing? Matty
D. I don't know. He's trying
around.
To screw up your segment.
I think he was trying to do the Spider-Man thing. You know what
from the Arena Spectacular, right, of course, right. But moving right along.
You should just wait until love tips, Matt.
Okay, anyway, are you going to give a proper answer to the question?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's plenty of things you could do on a Monday night. I don't know. What do you do in Perth to celebrate your birthday?
Watch the Swans.
Watch the Swans. Get
the Black
Swans. Drink with the Swans. Go out with a few friends.
You get punched by the Swans or a member of the Swans.
No, it's your birthday. I guess you can do whatever you want to celebrate. That's what I'd be doing anyway.
Specifically,
try
I know
to use
what
that
you'd
line
say.
On the cops. It doesn't work.
Remember, radio friendly.
I know what you'd say, but I'm guessing you'd have a few beverages, and that's all you'd do?
Oh, definitely.
I'd say, I know it's not Lifestyles with Kieran, but I'd say treat yourself, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
If you have a bit of coinage, just do whatever you want for the day, you know, buy something you always wanted, or...
Buy an ice cream.
Buy 10 if you want. It's your birthday.
It serves
just
two purposes,
live it up.
Actually. Serves two purposes doing that. You know, you treat yourself at your birthday, plus you get rid of that annoying change in your pocket.
Absolutely. Mm. Get rid of all those 20-cent pieces you've been saving up.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty, moving right along. This one, are you right there? Fiddling about over there, Mr. Daly?
I am not.
Do we have any other...
Yes, we do.
Listeners sent in questions?
Oh, no, we don't. What do you think when you see a young teenage girl dressed in short shorts and a spaghetti strap tank top? Or a girl the same age in tight short dresses? I'm talking about freshmen in high school age, like 14 to 15.
Ew.
Be honest and tell me what you think about that. Now, this is a somewhat relevant topic because at the moment it's school holidays and you cannot step foot in Goulburn during the day
without seeing a teenage girl wearing short shorts and a spaghetti tank top.
Can I just interject before you actually answer that question? The first thing I think of is, what is that girl going to be like in 6 years?
18?
That's my point.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, she'll be 20 if she's 14 now and 6 years. That's 20.
Well, let's not get into the mathematics of it. What do I honestly think? I think that's disgusting and they need more self-respect.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Horrible. And so, how could parents let daughters go out dressed like little slappers? Parading in the street. Dressed like that.
We've seen shorts on girls so high that basically rolls of... I don't mean to gross people out, but like, you have rolls of cellulite like falling down below the bottom
with
of the pants.
With every step they take.
Oh.
Well, skirts so short they're a necklace.
Yeah
exactly. And, you know, at least they haven't gone all the way. What will young girls be dressing like in another 20 years? It'll just be like a piece of string.
Dental floss.
Like, I don't know, two pieces of tissue paper held together with a clothes peg or something.
I think what young girls are wearing these days, you know, if you were back, say, 20 years ago, back in the 80s, you would be considered, I don't know, sort of a slapper back then, walking around dressed like that. But now it's just commonplace.
Yeah, everyone does it.
Especially around here.
Don't get us wrong. We think it's, you know, cool if they're old enough. But
if they're fantastic.
Sort of, you know, when they're under 18, it's just not cool.
Don't advertise what you're not selling.
Exactly.
You can't sell. It's just... Okay, moving on.
Exactly. Where's your self-respect? Final answer.
Okay, this is somewhat related to Brenton's... This is somewhat related to Brenton's question. Mm-hmm. What is your idea of a great party? Would you rather host one or be a guest? That's sort of two questions in one. Great party.
I'm gonna say, at least for the answer to the second one, after hosting a few parties myself...
You've hosted some good parties.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I'd rather go to a party than host one after... Because one of them racked up like a $400 cleaning bill. Mm-hmm. And I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, we had a friend who, remember a couple of shows ago, he said he threw a party and was it worthwhile all the mess and his parents finding out and getting in huge trouble and being like banned from seeing his friends.
We ought to know, we were at that party.
Yeah, exactly. But what makes a great party to you? What makes you wake up the next day and go, this hangover is totally worth it as long as I can
I think it would have to be the people that I was there with.
Oh, yeah?
Like,
so all your friends being there?
Yeah,
I'd
have to be with all these people that I actually like and get along with, have a few beverages, loosen up and just have fun, you know?
Chill. Yeah. Okay, so the friends make the party.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, this one is somewhat lengthy, so I'm going to have to speed through it.
Have you spell checked it?
Yeah, I have actually. Convenient.
Good.
Okay, so cover your ears, kids. I was thinking we could use sex change surgery as an alternative to prison. We could cut deals with criminals that if they choose sex change surgery, they can avoid prison. They would get all the surgeries to make them look convincing. Castration, downstairs surgery, face and trachea shave surgeries, and breast and bottom implants. It would only cost as much as a few years in prison, and it would be much cheaper for society. The prisoners would have to take on new female identities and would have to move to other cities. Their assets would be sold off and given away as money. They would be changed from male to female. They would have to report to a police station given their monthly female hormone implant. They would have to grow their hair long, dress in female clothing, and their tattoos would be laser removed, and their hair would probably be too, their body hair, that is. And they would be trained to talk and act like females. What do you think of this plan?
Oh my God.
Just again, before you do that, what happens if they, you know, commit a second felony? Do they get...
They get changed back to being a man, obviously. That is... Where did you find that tripe? Oh my God! What sort of a person would think of that? How is that in any way cheaper for society? No, it's a stupid plan! I've never heard so much crap since I watched House of Commons! How are they even justifying that? How can they say it's cheaper for society? Who's going to pay the doctors?
Okay, Carl just had to have a bit of a shower there to wipe that horrible image away. That's a lot of surgery.
Very expensive surgery.
So castration is the ultimate answer to punishing rapists, apparently. Do you think it would work?
No. Big N-O.
Oh, I just can't believe. That would, like, run through someone's head.
Even as a fleeting player, that is so dumb. So dumb. I'd take the prison straight away.
Well, you probably wouldn't offend in the first place.
Yes, yes, that's right.
That's right, and that was Lifestyles with Carl
Pickle. That's right.
Dodged a bullet.
Well, that was fun. I feel
castrated.
Different.
Don't forget, if you want to ask Kyle a lifestyle question, any question at all, just please send it in to the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner Facebook page, or ask Kyle in person, and we'll definitely say it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Please do.
I'm always happy to answer your questions, as long as they're not as dumb as that last one.
Those are the great ones.
Yeah, I'll still answer it.
Right now, I'm sitting in with Maddie D.
Hey.
And Shane again.
Hello.
How's it going? And we're all excited for Maddie D's segment.
Oh, I'm excited for it.
How's your week been? How's your week been? How's your week been?
I thought it was Carl who said the same jokes over and over.
No, but seriously, it is time for Maddie D's love tips.
Ooh, yeah.
That's right. If you want to ask a burning question of passion to Maddie D that doesn't involve a late night liaison with Maddie D, you can ask
it
us
could,
on our Facebook
red
page.
Light district.
Are you going to talk over me all night?
Yes.
Wow, thanks. Anyway, you can ask any question you like on the Facebook page, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, FM 103.3, and Maddie D is hot and ready and waiting for your call.
I love questions.
He certainly does. Gets him through the day.
I'm needy. I get lonely and questions are the only
What a
way.
Catch!
Yeah.
Okay, we have one again from Brenton, who, if you remember, it's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Brenton. I didn't get to say that last time I was here.
Yeah.
Oh, suck up.
He says, I love my girlfriend, but not in the way I love Modern Warfare 3. Are you able to explain the difference between these two loves in a way that won't get me shot by her?
Well, if she doesn't play Modern Warfare 3, she wouldn't be able to shoot you that well. So that's a plus in your favor there.
Definitely.
Brenton, I believe that there are different kinds of love. You know what I mean? It's the love for your girlfriend is different to the love to your Modern Warfare 3. That's
kind of like you, how you love a dog?
Yeah, exactly. Except I hope you don't love a dog the same way you love your girlfriend.
No, Modern Warfare
3. I'm going to assume,
if it's cold enough.
Yeah.
All right,
did you
thanks.
Say if it's cold
thanks,
enough?
Thanks, Manny D.
That's okay.
Every
but
time
really,
I think it's a good idea.
You shouldn't be loving Modern Warfare 3 because it sucks.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So
I'm shooting you now.
That'll make you popular.
One love is legitimate and the other one isn't.
Yeah.
But go on.
It's lust.
Lust for Modern Warfare.
You'll be over it in 2 years.
Yeah, it's an infatuation.
Hopefully you won't be over your girlfriend in 2 years. Okay, now into the
might be over
nitty gritty. Every time I think it's a good idea to bring you on the show, I instantly regret it.
You put your feet on the table.
Talk over me. Fiddle around. Fiddle about in the background. Anyway, into the nitty gritty questions. My younger half-brother and I have been living together since he turned 18. I'm 25. Unfortunately, he's never been much of a hit with the ladies, and he's never had a girlfriend, to my knowledge. Mostly due to the fact that he's so shy around people he doesn't know. But recently, he's made friends with this girl I know, and they seem to have hit it off. He's always texting her, and they get along really well and when they're together, and he talks about her all the time. It's almost as if he's a different guy around this girl. I'm sure he likes her, although he'll never admit it to me. But here comes the crux of my problem. This girl happens to be my half-sister on the other side of my family. They're not related, since they both have totally different parents, but they're still my brother and sister. I'm not sure whether to let them go with it or not.
Okay, so how are they related? Through what avenue? I'm trying
okay,
to just work out.
This person, I don't know if it's a guy or girl, this person has a half-brother, obviously, on one side of the parents. So
yeah.
The parents are divorced, and they've had children separately with other partners.
Okay.
And so the half-brother from one side of the family is in love with the half-sister from the other side of the family. So they're not related.
Yeah.
As it says here, they're not related since they both have totally different parents.
I think the 18-year-old, the boy she's talking about, is gay, so there's no problem. But that would be my theory.
What?
I don't know. That's the vibe I get.
Really?
But if, I'm going to assume that he's not.
Okay.
And answer this question that way. I think it's not all right, but...
why not?
You know me, Kieran. I usually like to say dive right in. But in this particular time, I don't think I will, just because it's... But also, it depends on how long she's known the sister, half-sister for as well. I think that can be a factor.
Who?
How long they've known the
Who's
sister
they?
For. The person writing the...
I'm guessing all her life, or his life. It wasn't specified.
It was a girl, I'm pretty sure. I got the impression it was a girl. Did you get the impression it was a girl?
No, I didn't.
All right, well, I got the impression it was a girl.
Doesn't it say at the start of the question, I'm living with my younger brother, I'm 25 and he's 14 or whatever?
18.
Yeah. 18. Oh, that's talking about, yeah. I'm going to say...
Oh, wait, yeah.
No. No. I think
don't go with it?
Don't go with it. They're probably just really good friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a brotherly-sisterly love.
So what's wrong with it?
Yeah.
What if he is in love, though?
What if he's in love?
Mm. Grow a mustache.
It'd be quite interesting to say.
I'm not a supporter for this. Maybe if you go to England or something.
It'd be go shorter, Tasmania.
No, sheep to ten.
But it'd be quite interesting to introduce. Hi, this is my brother and sister. They're married.
Yeah,
because they're both your brother and sister, but they're technically not brother and sister with each other because they have different parents.
Well, they would be if they got married, so that would just rip out confusion there.
What?
Well,
they would be brother and sister.
Yeah,
they
would be technically brother and sister.
Oh.
Awkwardness aside.
Wow.
So yeah, just marry her. I think that'll be my new advice.
Okay, this
not really.
Okay, so you say no?
Marry her? No, I'll say no just based on what I heard.
Okay, so no love there. Okay,
probably not.
Next question.
They're probably just friends. Yeah,
this one's a little long. There's these two.
I hate these ones.
There's these two guys I know who I'm interested in. They don't know each other, but I've hooked up with both of them on separate occasions. I'm sure they're both into me. I'm sure they're both into me. Who can blame them? But I can't be with both at the same time, and I need to make a decision soon. So it sounds like Matty D is going to be making the decision here.
Yeah.
Let's call them Max and Johnny.
Let's call it
train.
Oh, look,
there's the Midnight Express.
Running through.
Early.
It's early.
For the record, I'm 20. Okay. Max is 21, tall, muscled, and generally a nice-looking guy, but he doesn't talk much. He's been working at Domino's as a driver since he was 17 and lives with a few of his friends, who I don't really get on with that much. We really don't have that much in common as far as interests are concerned, but he's a great kisser and buys me drinks all night without even asking. Johnny is 18, short, kind of weedy, with long hair. He's really nice to talk to and is generally a really chatty guy. He's studying engineering at uni and lives at home with his parents. He likes a lot of the same movies as me, and a lot of the time he talks about stuff I haven't heard of. He never seems to have much money. Hey, this is sounding kind of familiar, actually. He never seems to have much money, meaning I sometimes buy his drinks when he runs short, although it doesn't take much to get him drunk. He's not too much of a kisser. I think I'm his first, and he's a little gropey. I know this makes him sound dodgy, but I really don't mind all those things since he's a really nice guy. So, who should I go with? So, there's a question there. Should you go with Max or Johnny?
It kind of sounds to me like...
Bad guy Johnny by the sounds of it.
It kind of sounds like to me that Max is more of a lust. She's kind of wanting him just for, you know...
Money.
Well, buying drinks...
Domino's money.
Buying her drinks is certainly a thing, but it sounds like she's... It's like she's...
Oh, sorry.
She has a lust for Max. Thank you. I was waiting for my music. And John, she has sort of like an emotional connection with.
Okay.
So I would say a threesome. No, I wouldn't. I would say Johnny, but, you know, spend more time with them and sort of decide which one you like more. There'd be reasons why you like either, but I think it's more like Max is a lust thing and Johnny is more of somebody you're sort of having
an actual
relationship with. But I don't know if this girl wants a relationship
Max,
something casual or, you know, something like
Max
that.
Max sounds kind of like more established as a lover and because he's like 21 and he says he's 21.
Well, yeah.
She says he's 21 and is a good kisser and apparently not gropey, and the other guy is like bad kisser.
Super groovy.
Never kissed before and all hands, apparently.
Well, you don't know that. He could just be a bad kisser.
And gropey. So,
write a list.
You say going with...
I'd say, depending on... Yeah, if you want the relationship, I'd say go for John. I would say go for John anyway, I think. That'd be my advice. Why? For the reasons I just said.
Okay.
Because I think Max is more of a lust thing.
Okay. Yeah, because they don't really have much of a connection.
No,
except
she
for the
just
looks.
Said we don't have anything in common, and I like how he buys me drinks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And works at Domino's and lives with a whole bunch of people I don't get along with.
Yeah.
How nice. So, Shane, what would your advice be?
Well, that just depends on whether you're in for money or you're in it for the heart.
What would you do?
Me? I myself am loaded with money, so I'd look for the heart. But,
oh, really?
But you know, I obviously...
Don't you, if you were a lady, wouldn't you like to be treated nice? Some ladies
I might
like
it a bit rough. I don't know.
Abuse, huh? Ghost strangulation.
No. Not ghost. Not quite.
You
ghost
like them
strangulation.
Rough? Is that what you said? You like them to have a beard?
Well, I like the feel of it.
Yep.
you know.
Okay.
It's rather indulgent. But enough about me.
Why do you have an accent?
I don't know. I'm trying to be sexual.
You can just be yourself and that stuff.
Oh, myself. All right. Well, I'd totally go for... Which one was the short one?
Johnny.
Johnny. I'd go for him.
Really?
I'd go him in a heartbeat.
How come?
Oh, yeah, mate. Because his name's Johnny. The other one's Max. How many nice guys do you know are named Max?
I don't know anybody.
I don't know anyone named Max, actually.
Bingo. How many people do you know?
Well, she just gave them those names. They could be, you know, Matt and Jimmy.
She obviously gave them those names for a reason.
Ah, oh, okay. Mm.
There's a deep.
They're not generic at all.
I noticed she was
Max
more.
And Johnny aren't generic.
She pulled them out of a hat.
I actually noticed she was more descriptive of Johnny than she was Max.
Which
so maybe there's a little bit of subtlety there.
I'm actually with Matty D here. He's Johnny
with,
does
like,
sound
with Matty D.
Well, we're in the same room.
Okay.
Johnny.
We're both not wearing pants.
Yeah, I noticed.
So I mean, she does actually sound like she has a deep emotional feeling for Johnny, and she's just with the money for Max. So. Yeah. I'd say Johnny.
Team Johnny.
Yeah. Team Johnny. Well, it sounds like Johnny is going to get some action.
Damn straight.
And stop groping Johnny.
That was Love Tips
yes,
with Johnny Day.
Go easy on the hands, Johnny, if you happen to be listening and you know who you are.
Alrighty.
Send me some love tip questions.
Be sure to send in Matty D some love questions because he'll be more than happy to answer them. In his own special way. And where can they send them?
You can send them to the Facebook page, which That's is right. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, 103.3.
Yep. Well done. Do you know what time it is now?
What time is it, Kieran?
The time is challenge time.
Oh, yay, oh, challenge
yay.
Time.
My favourite part of the show.
That's right.
That's right?
That's right.
What was from the pregnant pause there?
Sorry, I'm just trying to run the board and do stuff on the computer and talk all at the same time.
Kyle. So, I don't see you saying anything,
Kyle.
Jeez.
So, this is the time of the week where we sort of challenge each other and even the audience to do stuff that, you know, helps us learn a little something about ourselves.
Yeah.
Last week, Kyle came in with, we could almost call it trivia. We like to challenge each other to trivia, but Kyle came in with some sort of general knowledge questions.
It was a mix-up show. I put it down to that. It was the mix-up show.
Kyle certainly didn't do it while he was down there with a scrap piece of paper he found.
If you want to challenge us to anything at all, you can jump on the Facebook group and send us a challenge. Matty D loves challenges.
I love challenges.
Ask him to, I don't know, kiss a man or something, because he'll love that.
Shut up.
And so I won the challenge last week by a whopping 1 point over Matty D. So I get to choose the trivia challenge for this week, and it actually does involve some trivia of some sort.
Oh, great.
Makes are you guys nice totally change. Ready?
I'm
you
ready.
Totally ready. And Kane and Abel are sitting in the studio, and they can't keep their hands off each other. But no, Shane will be keeping score in the background and let us know who the winner is.
Oh, God.
And you're both probably really anxious to find out what trivia I'm going to ask. It's
you
always
seem to be plotting something
let's
all
have
day.
Let's have a nice, clean fight.
The challenge this week for you guys is Name That Tune, but it's Name That Tune with a twist.
Okay.
When we played 80s Name That Tune, you guys, you know, struggled to name three.
Yeah.
And when we gave some, had some 70s rock trivia with some Name That Tune, and again, you guys did very poorly. I'm wondering what
one.
You guys, you know, how you guys were brought up. So I thought, why not test you on something you were brought up with? Entirely. Sorry, I don't even know if that was a sentence. So it is Name That Tune, but childhood TV show edition. So So all you got to do is name the child TV show correctly to get the point. And the winner will be in charge of next week's trivia competition. So are you ready?
Prize almost doesn't seem worth it, does it?
All right. They will vary in difficulty depending on how I pick them. Please refrain from answering until the clip has finished. So don't say it as soon as it starts.
Okay.
Are you ready for the first one?
Yep.
Here is the first one.
He clever inventions, you know his intention to help whenever he can. If you want something sorted like enemies sorted, then Albert is your man. His name is Albert. Albert.
Okay.
I'm sure I should know that.
Oh, jeez. I thought it was something else.
Yeah, me too.
What did you think?
I recognized that
No, I got nothing.
Is it the fourth musketeer?
What?
The fourth musketeer.
Can I have a name?
Alvin the fourth musketeer. Someone's name. Oh, give
both
me
incorrect. Here. Both incorrect. It was actually Albert the fifth musketeer. But you were.
Give
were
me
close.
That point. Jesus.
Okay, here's the second one. Get ready.
Heart attack!
Okay, Shane, which one do you reckon we should give it to? Because it was correct, but they both answered at the same time.
I'll give you 1 point each.
Okay,
that's okay, fair. They both get a fair. Point there. That's good. Here we come with the third one. Didn't realise though. Okay, here we go. This one may be a bit more challenging. Listen for some sound effects.
Barber.
Ooh. Well done, Matty D.
I knew it.
Barber. The cutting hair barber.
I knew it.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to make that joke.
Go on.
All right, here comes the fourth one.
This is 29 Acacia Road, and this is Eric, the schoolboy who leads an amazing double life.
Banana Man.
Correct. Well done, Matty D. Carl, you've gone quite...
Are what? These shows? Banana Man. I thought the other one was Barber, but he got in before me there. That's okay. But what okay. is Banana Man?
You're deprived.
Yeah. Oh. What were you doing in your child? Were you locked in a cupboard?
Apparently.
All right, here's the next one. Never mean to do no harm, but you can. Good luck with this one.
I'm going to guess it's something like, it's like a British version of Dennis the Menace. It's like Artie or some stuff.
No.
And
no.
It's
well, that is
definitely not incorrect. Bob Builder. But no. I'm going to say that anyway.
This one, I don't know if this one is before your time, but it was actually Bangers and Mash, two monkeys who get into mischief. Before your time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not as old as you, Kieran.
Yeah. Well...
That year makes all the difference.
Not, me and Shane, yeah, that
wanna,
whole year makes a difference.
I don't want to pick a fight with the guy keeping score. I love you,
okay.
man.
Okay, here is the next one.
Feral TV.
Feral!
Well done, Matt.
This is a stupid way of keeping score.
You are Rattus the Rat, by the way.
Thanks.
Alrighty, next one. What was that
Postman
one?
Pat.
It's not Busy Town, is it?
Both incorrect. It was Fireman Sam. You don't remember that one?
I was closer with Postman Pat.
You were. It was similar.
None of the cool kids. They're
basically the same show. Okay, here's the next one.
This is how the story begins.
Great quality.
In a dark, dark town, there was a dark, dark street. In the dark, dark street, there was a dark, dark house. In the dark, dark house, there were dark, dark stairs. Down the dark, dark stairs, there was a dark...
Skeleton things. Bones. Like, skeleton in the cellar. In the cellar. In the basement.
Bones
scary bones. Clotter bones. Crazy bones. Crunch bones.
Spooky stories.
I know what Matty this D's show
incorrect.
Is.
Was like, oh, so
give one more
guess.
Give one
guess.
More guess.
Oh.
No. I know this one.
I do know this one.
Go on.
Something bones.
Yes. What bones? And don't say Matty D, because he doesn't.
That's only
anyway.
One bone.
Oh, I'm going to kill myself.
Come on, you have one more guess.
I'm 10. Can we give him a timer or something?
Hurry up, give me a timer, it might inspire me. No, I don't know.
Funny bones. No correct answer there. Here is the next one, moving straight along. Alrighty, what was that?
Play school?
Boom, boom.
No, it wasn't play school. Sorry. It was
it Johnson and Friends?
It was, but you didn't answer before him.
What?
You didn't... You what? Didn't
we both answered last round and you didn't care.
Oh, good point. So, give that point
what?
To him.
No. Oh, whatever. Am I still winning?
How am I...
All right. Anyway, moving along. Let's not take all night.
You believe you might be big, you know they'll prove be tough. Then you should get to know me. I'll teach you other stuff.
Madeline.
Yay, I think Kyle was just ahead of Matty D there, unfortunately.
I'm smelling a bit of...
All right, here's the next one.
There's Biggies and Tubby and Mr. Plot and all his special friends. It's Sixpence and Adventure and he'll take you home again.
Noddy!
Are you cheating, Kyle?
How can I cheat? He's not doing anything. He's not saying anything.
I'm seeing a little few shifty looks. I'll be watching you for this next one. But I think Kyle will get anyway.
You have a problem and you need a helping hand. Cross the dell and ring the bell, he'll understand. Don't worry, cause here comes...
Okie doke.
Okie doke.
Kyle there. With the... Doga doga.
This whole jump in and yell the answer thing is so dumb.
Early in the morning, just as day is dawning, he picks up all the post bags in his van.
Fuck.
Postman Pat.
Did you just use a bad word? I apologize to everybody who heard that bad word.
That's our producer. It's Postman Pat, by the way.
If we get a fine, you'll be paying it.
I'm sorry.
Carl McKenna, how can you be so bad
Don't
on your own show?
Don't do it anymore.
Okay, anyway, moving right along. Manny D got that point. And I think Kyle has to sit out for a round. There's a bit of a hint there.
Around the twist.
Well done. All right, you can play again, Kyle.
What are you playing?
As long as you don't use that disturbing...
Let's just continue with the game,
as long as
guys.
You don't, come on. Scare me like that again.
This is the watermelon guy all over again.
Okay, yeah, we'll do a couple more and then move on. Any guesses?
It's something with animals.
I know this one, but I just don't know myself anymore.
Oh. No correct answers there. It was Rupert Bear.
Okay, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Right. Good luck getting this one. That was one of my favourite shows as a kid.
Is that Kieran being bored?
No. You don't remember that show?
Nope.
That was soup opera, or soup opera, with fruits that get cut up and shaped into certain animals and stuff, and dance around. Do you remember that show at all?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't either.
Okay, there's four more, and we'll try and power through them really quickly. Any idea?
I remember this. It was like a really sort
Pingu.
Of crazy thing. It's not Pingu.
Well, that was incorrect. So.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
That was the Wayne Manifesto, if you remember that. Now,
never heard.
Feel free to shout out the answer as soon as you get it.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Well done.
What? I thought we were waiting for the thing to end.
No, I see.
Did you not just hear what he said?
Okay.
Let's just have no rules now.
Somewhere in the dark and nasty region.
Trapdoor.
Well done, Matty D. And the last one, here we go. There was a lot of songs.
William's Wish Wellingtons.
Oh, well done, Matty D. William's Wish Wellingtons.
To do with
and that was the last one. And that was the last one. And tell us the score.
Have you actually been keeping score?
Yeah, I've drawn a picture of Kieran.
I got all your right, profile.
Well, because Kyle was winking at me the whole time.
Speaking to him.
All right. Because Kyle was winking at me the whole time, he
won by
lost.
The score, Shane?
Right. Well, I was going to say Matt won because Kyle was winking at me, but if you want to go for the score, Kyle won.
Did he really?
No.
He didn't win at all.
I don't think so.
Alrighty, the winner is... Matty D with 9 points to Carl's 5. Well done, Matty D, and it's almost as if, again, it's rigged
it's
because...
It's always the way it goes,
it's always
it?
The way it goes. And I think Kyle...
I am just a genius.
I think Kyle gets a dishonorable mention for that that interesting language he used as the answer to one of the questions.
You should make a punishment for him.
I don't...
I think the audience should come up with a punishment for Kyle.
Send a punishment in for
send
Kyle.
Send in a punishment for Kyle.
He'll have to do anything
nobody
he
heard
wants.
It.
Oh, yeah, nobody... Of course. And sitting in for this segment is Kyle and Shane.
Hello.
Hello.
People send in punishment ideas already. one of them being you have to dress as Mish Havisham from Great Expectations and go and buy an Xbox 360 controller because...
Naughty, naughty boy.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Alrighty. Anyway, we'll gloss over that for now, because I guess it's time for your horoscopes, which we will announce the wiener. Are you ready?
I'll go grab Kyle McStarlight.
Alright, go grab him and step around to the mic. Yeah. Unlike Patricia Stormare, who almost sounds like Maddie D, but still. Here you go. Are you ready for your horoscopes?
When you're ready. Horoscopes. Aries, your true love will come to you tonight and ask you to marry them. You'll then awake from this dream and go back to your lonely life. Taurus, this week will see you confronted with many different people and prospects. A large padlock on the door and shutting your blinds will ensure nothing changes in your life. Gemini, thrills, excitement, danger, suspense, and an overall sense of self-satisfaction will not be happening to you at all this week. Cancer, your wants and needs for material possessions and personal gain will never come true unless you get off the couch and get a job. Leo, I foresee failure. Perhaps it's time to give up on this week and maybe next week will be better. Yeah, right. Virgo, all that vindictive backstabbing you're doing at work will pay off this week because, baby, you got that promotion. Libra, a lot of exciting opportunities will arise this week. They have nothing to do with you. I just thought I'd mention it. Scorpio, breaking up with a loved one is always a hard pill to swallow. But so is Panadol if you let it rest on your tongue. Get over it and meet someone new. I mean, you don't want to turn out like Aries, do you? Sagittarius. Ha, 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 ha. Capricorn, the stars predict a fantastic week for you and all those you care about. That's no joke. Good for you, goatfish. Aquarius, you on the other hand. Oh dear. I shudder to imagine... Let's just save it and not ruin the surprise. Pisces, your temper could get the better of you this week. Any slight thing could set you off. Carry a blunt object on hand. And that has been your horoscopes tonight from Kyle McStarlight. May the stars' predictions be the loofah sponge that washes away your mediocrity. Until next time, peace.
Thanks very much, Kyle McStarlight. You can send hate mail to Kyle either through Kyle's Facebook if you're friends with him or to the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner Facebook group. He loves it.
Oh, I lap it up.
He could fill a bathtub with hate mail and roll around in it, having a whole little wishy-wash with the amount of hate that he
with
gets.
With my loofah sponge.
We had a bit of a flame war going on the Facebook
group. Yeah, that was...
We had some people sort of submitting answers for other people, and generally our rule is, I'm not sure if everyone's aware of this, but you have to be a part of the Facebook group to enter, but people were sort of having a team, and other people arguing that they shouldn't have a team, because, you know, technically the person has to answer and be a part of the Facebook group, because otherwise what's the point? I think, in the end, we will definitely have to hand it over to... Can I have a drum roll? Jake of Team Reynolds Street, since he gave technically the first correct answer, and he was a part of the Facebook page. So I'm sorry, Ashley, but I think Jake wins for Team Reynolds Street because I don't want to argue with the majority, basically. And
they scare him.
And Matty D, if you could run into the other room and hand Shane the vinyl, we'll soon find out what Jake has won, and I think he's going to have a little smile on his face when we go around and give it to him after the show. The record, that is. And Shane, please tell him what he's won.
Turn it, look at the cover.
I'm looking at the cover.
It's No Jacket Required by Phil Collins.
And who's it signed by?
Oh, shit.
You want me to read it out?
It's signed by Kyle, Kieran, Matty D.
So this will be the last show. Guess who's coming to dinner, since we're going to be fired.
And there by is management even tomorrow. A special signature from yours truly. But I will wipe that off now.
Alrighty, so every and time I think it it's a good idea to bring Shane on the show, it's a bad idea.
Screw up in a big way.
Well, I did that once as well, so it wasn't that bad. But
yeah, okay. Me too. Oh, wow.
I'm sure God. They heard that one.
My God.
They didn't hear it the first time.
So anyway, so I hope you enjoyed the run of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. we'll be never coming back with a new show because we won't be allowed to.
Oh, don't be so negative. You're being negative, Kieran.
With the criticism. This is an adult time slot, isn't it?
No, it's definitely not. Whoops. I guess it's the raunchy hour in some ways, but is there any way to...
save the show?
Time for Matty D's new segment.
How's your week been?
All right, we've done that. Anyway, speaking of how's your week been, I should probably fill you in on quite an interesting tale that happened to me on the weekend.
Really?
Something that made me want to, you know... drop a Kyle or Shane.
Ah.
Frustrated me that much. Well, let's just say that my face was certainly red after an incident that happened to me. Mind you, on air, it turned red just then, but for a different reason.
Red is this microphone cover.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just jangling the mic around. But anyway, I've been travelling up to Sydney, the city, quite regularly via trains for various reasons. On the train... Emphasis on train there. On the train,
yes.
This girl came in and sat in front of me. And as she sat down, I looked at her and went, she looks familiar. And then she turned around and looked at me. And then I could see on her face that she was thinking the same thing. But instead of like addressing it like normal human beings probably would, mm-hmm. I just went, oh, I probably don't know. She just looks like somebody I know. And so, you know, I kept listening to, you know, my MP3 player and traveled down the trip. We were basically on a train for 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
and then the time came to change carriages, and she stood up, and as she stood up, I was like, should I ask if I know her or something? And as she was standing up, I noticed that she was wearing a backpack, and her skirt was caught up in the backpack, completely exposing her undercarriage. Her
well.
Interestingly coloured. I'm sorry if you're listening, by the way. Completely exposing her interesting coloured underwear. And so looked at that sort of like surprised by it because I was like, what the heck? And then I looked back up at her face and she totally saw me looking downstairs. And I went, oh, that's embarrassing. And I looked away and I said, well, at least I don't have to see her again today. So I went and got on a different train. Next thing you know, she walks into the same carriage and sits across from me. And I'm like, maybe she won't notice me. And she looks over, looks at me, and then looks away again. I went, oh, this is so embarrassing.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. And then about an hour train ride later, I finally reached the destination.
And you ran off the train.
I ran off the train, and I went, at least I don't have to deal with that girl again. And I went onto Facebook, logged onto Facebook, and one of the more recent comments was from a girl I went to university with in the year above me saying, gosh, the train air conditioning is cold. And there was a little photo next to the post, and that was the face on the train. So I happened to know this girl all the time, and I'm sure she knew who I was.
How awkward for you.
Yeah, I know.
Still pretty funny.
How terrible is
Don't
that?
Go back. No.
If you thought, you know, slipping a bad word on air was...
risque. Shane. Yeah, Shane.
It could be worse. It could be worse, you know.
I said shivers.
It could be worse. People could actually be listening. Shivers Regal.
Good drink. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So great pancake shots.
I know you two are in the naughty corner at the moment, but has anything like that happened to you recently? Have you been in the cupboard that you grew up in?
No, not recently. I don't have any really embarrassing stories that I haven't already told on air.
Quite hard to embarrass me, so I can... Yeah.
Speaking of embarrassing, you should tell us more about that beard you have. What is the purpose behind this mustache and goatee that you just happen to be stroking right now?
I got bored of shaving it, and...
So you decided to shave around it.
Yeah. And, took me about 3 days to get it to this length.
I say you're a liar.
Well, yes, it did take me 3 days, because 3 days ago it was a little bit shorter.
Ah, touche, sir.
Yes. So, and then I do have a story similar to the one you just told, but I didn't know the girl who came up to me.
Lucky you.
This is great and, background music.
It's our interview music.
Walking down the street, doing that strut that I do, and I was stroking my beard as I much and
listening to this song over and over again on your iPod.
And she walked up to me and said, "That is a really nice nice beard. It really suits you. And I was like, huh. I might keep it. So that is the story behind my beard.
That wasn't embarrassing at all. That was just you stroking your own beard and ego.
Yes, but it was completely random. Yeah, I didn't say I was embarrassed. I said it was sort of like your sale.
Minus the embarrassment and the perversion.
I just happened to notice, and then she happened to notice me happening to notice. There was no perversion involved. It just happens to be awkward because she knows who I am, I'm sure.
Well,
since we're friends on Facebook.
I just wish her Facebook status was like, I wish this blonde guy would stop staring at me.
That would make it better, wouldn't it?
That awkward moment on the train when you know someone you don't know.
You know somebody that you're I'm sure this person doesn't recognize who I know, who I am.
No.
But I'm
only
sure.
Only my undercarriage.
I know this person, but I can't remember them.
Yeah. Oh, you finally. Finally. But you know what? I think I made it worse because I actually sent her a message last night saying, "Hey, do you remember me from the train? I'm sorry if, you know, it looked like I was looking when your dress was." I actually sent it. I think that's actually maybe a little worse. I don't know.
She didn't want to think about it. She's going to counseling now.
Yeah, she's
you're never going to
washing
call her
away
again.
The
we're the crying game.
Rick Astley there with Never Gonna Give You Up, and I just Rickrolled everybody who is listening to the show. So that's my little way of saying thank you for being so loyal and listening all the way to the end of the show.
Aww. It's been such a great show, too.
Matty D has been rubbing his hands together like, I don't know, he's trying to start a fire and smiling like he finally has a girlfriend or something.
It has been an amazing
Some punishments that have been suggested is you have to dress up as Miss Havisham from Great Expectations. Maybe being sober for 3 weeks, which I
you
think
were so scared
extreme.
When you read that one. He literally went up against the wall in fear.
If yeah. I could turn sober. Back time.
Brian's backyard also needs some cosmetic work done. So I think
he should give you a massage. Brian.
I think
does he want me to be sober while dressed as Miss Havisham while
I think
trim his hedges.
In all fairness, you should pick one of those three punishments, and if you don't want any of them, I will personally come up with one for you.
Oh, you don't.
Which
want
will
that.
Be fast, but on air.
Oh, this is so great! I'm so happy right now.
I'll get back to you.
No, we need to know
right now.
Right now. Anyway,
I think you should do all three.
No,
absolutely.
Pick one.
No. When does this 3 weeks thing start?
You can no. It can be 1 week.
What? 1 week. I'll do 3 weeks.
If you want.
Well, maybe 1 week.
I'll say 1 week just
okay.
Because you know.
And can I go from this Friday to the following Friday?
If you want.
Okay, I'll do that.
No, right. I think you should miss out on Australia Day, Carl.
No, you can't let... No.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
3 weeks starting from...
Friday. Okay, now. As long as people... Everyone in this show has to monitor him and make sure he actually doesn't drink between the Fridays. Okay. And everyone listening as well has to monitor Carl and make sure he isn't a bad boy and slips up.
I promise I will be good.
Alrighty, so this has been Guess Who's Coming to Dinner for another Monday. I don't know what we're going to call this one, but it will definitely be interesting and probably labelled under explicit on iTunes, which you can find by searching for After Dinner or going on to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner 103.3 FM on Facebook. But it's goodbye from me, Kieran.
Goodbye from me, Kyle.
And goodbye from me, Maddie D. And also...
And Shane. Who? Oh.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks for coming in, Shane.
It was always fun.
We'll probably think twice before it happens again next
week. I enjoyed Shane being on the show.
Alrighty.
Well,
right. Goodbye.
Next week.
See ya.
See ya.